For 3 years now, ridership on the Long Island Railroad has fallen to just under 80 million, while it's up on Metro North to 82 million. Economists and railroad executives blame Long Island's sluggish economy for the decline and the northern suburbs' relative good times for the increase, which has not gone unnoticed by commuters.
Yeah, definitely. It's been getting more crowded even since the summer.
Both railroads are promising to do better by its riders, issuing a pledge to customers, a bill of rights of sorts to keep them better informed, keep the trains clean, and try to get everyone a seat.
I think it's good because then the people know, and plus the management will know what's going on the trains and all. Because, like, sometimes when I go home at night, it's, it gets dirty. But then when you inform somebody, then they clean it.
Terry Sheridan, 1010 Winds at the White Plains train station.